Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. You know, and I was doing that listing about a half an hour ago of celebrities that have died in recent weeks. I forgot to say Bob Saget.
Philly's own.
Yeah, I mean, there have been, I mean, that's six. And for all I know, I could be missing others. I mean, that is it's a shame. Anyway, Louis Anderson, for those that missed, that passed away earlier today, or maybe it was last night, but the news was announced today. James, I know you had an interesting nugget about the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yes.
Why don't you lay this on us?
It's not a great one, Joe. You had asked earlier in the show. You said the Flyers ever lost 10 in a row twice in one season?
I said that yesterday. I found out yesterday they had not.
They had not.
Yes.
And in fact, they're the first team since 2010 to have two separate 10-game losing streaks, and they are the first team in the history of the NHL to do it in their first 40 games. It's never happened.
I mean, yes, really hard to do in 40 games, lose 10 in a row twice. Now, I will say this one thing in their defense, the only thing that can be said in their defense today, is that back in the day, you used to have ties.
Yes.
So whereas now
Good
you
point,
have
Jeff.
Overtime losses and shootout losses, they used to just be ties. So they wouldn't count as a loss. That's different than back in the day. So it's easier to lose 10 in a row now than it used to be. But still, I mean, guys, it's really bad. You know, John, I have this chart. You know, I got various pieces of information that I have with me year-round because there's things I know every once in a while I want to lean into as reference points. So quick Flyers thing, then right back to the calls, and we'll get to our NFL picks. So in 1995, the Flyers, and I'm just going to read you where they finished in the conference for a couple years here. 95, third in the conference. 96, first. 97, second. Then third. Then fourth. Then first. Then third. Then third. Then third. Then fifth. Then fourth. Since 2007, that was a really bad year. 15th in the conference. That was the worst Flyers team I ever saw until this one. Then they had a stretch where they're still competitive. Fifth, fourth, seventh, second, third. That's up to 2012. They're still very competitive. Since then, 2013 on, 10th in the conference, 6th in the conference, 12th in the conference, 7th in the conference.
Holy cow, man.
11th in the conference, 6th in the conference, tied for last, so tied for 14th, 15th, and 16th. That was in 2019. In 2020, they were technically first, but we know they were basically fourth. They just had that round-robin thing where they vaulted it from fourth to first. Then there's last year, then there's this year. And by the way, those numbers I read from the 90s into the early 2000s, I mean, they were great. But then there's all the success they had in the 70s and the 80s, getting to cups, winning cups in the 70s. I mean, what is going on with the – and I really do think at a certain point here, you got to focus on who is running the Flyers. Because they're obviously mismanaged. I mean, you can't be this bad for this long and not be a mismanaged franchise. There's only so long you can rebuild and have a fan base be like, oh, yeah, we'll wait for it. Yeah, sure, we'll wait through a rebuild. Okay, sure. Phillies did it to us for like 4 years. Sixers did it to us for like 4 years. The Flyers, I don't know if it's because they don't rebuild enough. They try to have it. It's just, I mean, guys, they have won one playoff series since 2012.
I think the better question is not just who runs the Flyers. It's who runs the Flyers and do they care about the Flyers?
Well, that too.
Because that's the impression I get, that they're just fine making some money and not caring at all about what happens on the
And you don't get any out front. Like, this is when you need a spokesman to step forward and say, listen, fans, we know we're struggling. We know you're aggravated. Here's our plan of how to fix it. You don't get any of that. It's like it's like vacant. It's really not good. All right, we'll get to our NFL picks for really what is the best, I think, weekend of pro football pretty much every year. And this year sets up as just tremendous games. We'll get to that shortly. Conversation on the phones. You want to weigh in on the Flyers, please do. 76ers, Ben Simmons, whether they're going to trade him or not. And everything we're discussing with the Eagles as well. Charlie's with us right now. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, I got 3 points kind of moving forward. I really think the season overall was kind of like a C, C minus, including the playoffs if you step back and look at it. Mm-hmm. With expectations, kind of like a B, you know, if you factor that in. A question I got for you guys is, do you think Jalen Hurts limits Nick Sirianni's play calling and the overall offensive ability we have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's important because as moving forward and you guys want to get big players to come in like Davante Adams, right, or – let's just say we could have got D-Hop, right? Those guys don't want to come here and play with a quarterback like that who's going to limit your play calling. I mean, we saw it in the Bucs game. We saw it in the Giants game. So why are we trying to go out and get these big-name free agents or try and get players to come here with a quarterback who, and even if you look at it at his NFL Combine Pro profile, all it says on there is a good backup with the capability to start. That's kind of where I'm going with
and
this call.
It's a good point on Allen Robinson, who's had bad quarterback play. He might not
sure
be
has.
Digging
I mean,
this.
Yeah,
horrendous quarterback.
That's his experience pro.
And he's had great quarterback coaches. I mean, Alabama's is a great football school, and Oklahoma's not a joke either. So he's had guys telling him, hey, you got to work through your reads. You got to work on your throwing mechanics. I just don't think he's capable of those things. And I don't want to waste time here where we're giving this guy 3 years, right? And really, we've gotten no traction. That's just kind of where it's going. And I know there's no quarterback
you're giving
in this
him two
draft.
Years.
2 years?
2 years with four games at the end of the first year. I'm not going to count the first year that Carson was.
No, I'm talking about in the future. So he's already got, what, one full season, right?
Yeah.
How many seasons do we give this guy until we're like, okay.
This coming season.
Well, this one's Kay and Charlie. I'm looking for a different quarterback. A lot of people don't like when I say that. It's how I think they should approach the offseason. It's my opinion. Charlie, give me a great character in a TV show that's an active show.
Tom, what's his name, who plays Loki. And
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Loki's a great answer.
Yeah, you guys should watch that show.
I watched it and I loved it. Yeah. It's a great answer.
You got it, man. All right, let's do our picks. We come in real tight here as we move to the divisional round of Pro Football's playoffs. And our picks for this round, listen, we're coming down the stretch. Who was that announcer in horse racing, James?
Down the stretch they come, that guy.
Yeah, wasn't it Dave Johnson?
I think you're right. Yes, Joe.
You understand. My knowledge of sports is not contained just to football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. I mean, I can slug it out in boxing. I can tee it off in golf. I can give you the Olympics.
Can't say golf.
Yeah, I can't say golf, apparently. By the way, I saw ESPN's not sending anybody to the Olympics. Now, you can make a case that's COVID-related, which obviously it is in part. But, I mean, think about that. Think about the downfall of the Olympics. ESPN's not even sending anybody to the Olympics.
That's legit crazy.
I mean, guys, how many people even know that the Winter Olympics start in, like, a week or two?
Not nearly as many as normal, for sure.
And what has my theory been, amongst others? That when you have the Olympics every other year, in this case, a couple months apart because of COVID last year delay, you lessen the feeling of the importance of the Olympics because it's not as special anymore. Anyway, our picks. John, here's the deal. We come into this round after last week. I went 1-2. You went 1-2. So I am still just a half a game up. I'm 26-24-1. You're 26-25. Full disclosure for everyone listening, John and I know our picks before we do this segment, although we haven't told each other. So it's not like I'm going to pick games the same as him to try to box him out from getting past me. I have my three picks already written down. John, take the floor with your first pick. Who do you have?
I'm skipping the Cincinnati-Tennessee game.
So am I, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I've thought one way and then the other way all week long. I have no idea what that game's going to look like. So I'm going to go to the San Francisco-Green Bay game. And for me, this is the toughest of the three that I'm picking. I'm just going to go conservative here and say that the 5.5 points in a huge playoff game like this is just a little too high. I do think Green Bay wins, but I think San Francisco can keep it closer than 5.5, so I'll take San Francisco.
Well, I am on the other side.
You didn't even have to say it. I was like, you're definitely with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I am. You're going to notice a theme here with my pick.
Oh, we know. Historically, it's a theme.
You're going to notice a theme. Yeah, I think Rodgers with the 14 days, I guess for him it's 21 days because I don't think he played that final game.
He did, actually. Played like the first half of that Detroit game. Yeah, played more than people expected.
Yeah, I just think Rodgers and Davante Adams, they'll do their thing. Green Bay minus the 5.5. I'm going Green Bay.
I am actually picking the road underdog in all three.
Well,
sounds like you're picking the home favorite
correct.
In all three.
That's
let's go!
Let's go, it's on.
It's showdown week, baby!
The Rams in Tampa Bay. I can't get around the fact that Tampa's offensive line is so beat up. And Tristan Wirfs, he has a high ankle sprain. It is a high ankle sprain. That's the deal, and he tried to play in our game. We know he's tough. We know he couldn't do it, and it's not a great D-line to be facing with the Rams when you're so banged up. Our worst defensive end had whatever it was, two sacks,
two.
One and a half sacks.
I think it was two.
Against that offensive tackle. Think about that. This Rams defense, they are going – Tom Brady can not be beaten often, but when he is, what's the common theme?
Get
that
after him.
You get pressure, you get on him, you smack him around. I think the Rams can do that. And as you know, I think Sean McVay will have a nice plan offensively against a really good defense. So I'll take the Rams plus three.
So my commentary here is really simple, and I'll keep it really short. I'll believe Matthew Stafford can beat Tom Brady in a playoff game after I've seen it happen. Until then, I don't believe it. And it's a relatively small spread at three. I'm going with Brady minus three against Stafford for Brady to win this football game.
Buffalo heads to Kansas City. It's a 1.5-point line now. Think about the way Kansas City looked last week against the Steelers. In the first quarter. What was it? It was 7-0 Pittsburgh.
Correct. Like, yeah, the defensive touchdown.
Yeah, Kansas City could not get rolling, and I was pretty shocked at that. And I think back to this season, Kansas City has been so up and down. Now, yeah, the Bills have had their issues from time to time. I think they're a better team. I like the Bills' defense a lot more than I like Kansas City's defense. And I think in a game like this, that really will matter. So I'll take the Bills plus 1.5.
You know, I would have been maybe inclined to take the Bills if this line was higher. This is just about a pick 'em. This is a 1.5-point spread. I just find it hard to believe that KC at homes at home with Mahomes. You know, it's a little bit of that sort of I'll believe it when I see a thing also.
They've looked kind of bad.
They're not as good as they were the last three seasons. Even that year they lost the AFC Championship game to Brady in that cold weather game in KC. But I'm not going to go Bills. I'm not going to go McDermott over Reed. I'm going to go Reed and Mahomes at home, minus the 1.5, which I guess at that point would be Andy Reid's, is it fifth straight AFC Championship game or fourth?
Wow. Fourth or fifth. Yeah, at least four.
I think it would be four.
It's four. Because the loss, and then it'd be three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, so
three straight Super Bowls.
Well, if they make it to the Super Bowl,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We're talking about if. Oh, you're talking about the championship.
I'm saying the championship.
I'm saying if he makes the Super Bowl, like three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, because I think he was the first person ever to get to three straight with two different teams or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Championship. Yep.
All right, Andy.
You're going to see a lot of scoring in that game, I think.
Well, can I? Full disclosure, I'm telling you what I'm going to tell you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Is I'm telling you right now what I'm going to tell you Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Those quarterbacks we just saw, that's what you should want the Eagles to have at quarterback. Go get someone that can play like that. I'm telling you Monday's topic before the show even happens, because we will see guys light it up, and I will say to people, and many will agree with me, and some will disagree with me, and that's fine. That's what we should want here in Philadelphia, and that's what we don't have. And I like Hurts. I mean, my God, I do. I like the guy. I respect the guy. He's tough. He's admirable. I just don't think he's good enough. Robert and Glenn
he's
Olden.
He's not good enough yet.
Yeah, okay, I'll say it another way. I don't think he is likely to become good enough. And that's where I guess we disagree. Robert, what's
up? Well, even if he's not, it's the best path forward for this season to bolster the rest of the team around him and give him a better chance.
All right, let's go to Bob and Glenn Olden one more time. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Triple James, what's up, guys? How you doing, man?
Doing well, Robert.
Now, listen, James, you got to bust it up for Joe. Joe, I don't mean to pick on you, but this is a great song. How he busted out the LL Cool J song? You got to bust out a little Heavy D. Now that we found love, what are we going to do with it, Joe?
What are we going to do, Robert?
What are we going to do, Joe, with Amy? You know what I'm saying? When's that ring coming, Joe? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what lyrics we were going to here, so I got it.
Now that we found love.
So you're going there on live radio.
I'm just joking with you, Joe. You know what I mean? But it's a great song, Now That We Found Love, Heavy D. It's kind of right. In that era of right. LL Cool J. So, but listen, Joe, I like to live in the world of hypotheticals. I need you to be Father Joe for me, okay?
Oh, I can do that. Sure.
I went to West Catholic, Joe.
I'm a man of the cloth, Robert. Father
right,
Joe.
Future
ahead.
Pope Joe DeCamera, right? Yeah.
That's right. Pope Joe. I went to West. We had brothers, we called them, man, when okay. I went. So,
Father Joe is here, my son. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, Joe. You went in my segue a little bit with the Flyers thing, with the 10-game losing streak. I need to confess, Joe. I was born and raised Southwest Philly, a 4-for-4 guy. But, Joe, I don't even know how to say it. I feel guilty. They don't even come on my radar. Like, I don't even think about the Flyers. Like, if I'm flipping through the channels with my $230 cable bill, I can relate to that. I'm flipping through the channels. I gloss over it, and I watch reruns of, like, I watch these shows like Gold Rush and Swamp People. Like, I watch reruns of those shows over the Flyers.
So, so Father Joe has this to say, Robert.
What is my penance, Joe?
Well, you have no penance. Penance is for those running the Flyers. So here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to make this real simple. You can choose to forgive them or not if you want. You probably won't and probably shouldn't.
Yeah,
but forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. See, that's the problem.
How's that possible?
They don't know what they're doing. Robert, they don't. And I'm not saying forgive them. Obviously, I'm tongue-in-cheek here.
I know what you're saying.
They don't know what they're doing. That's why every single year we have a bad team except for the bubble 2 seasons ago. We have a bad team that is boring and irrelevant as we turn to February. It's
a disaster. I don't even consider them, Joe. Like, they don't even cross my radar.
I know. And that is true for a lot of people around here who grew up as die-hard Flyers fans. I know.
The Lindros era was my era. That's when I was like 1920. That was my era.
Dude, so, I'm with you 1,000,000%.
I just don't get that. Just shows you how far they've fallen. I'm glad. I don't feel guilty.
That's the other thing. I think that they see. There's two different things going on. There's the bad product on the ice, and then there's the lack of connectivity they have to the town, sort of independent of the ice. They don't have an identity with how they play, so they don't galvanize people from that standpoint. They don't have a central figure that people rally around. Bobby Clark, such as Eric Lindros, even a guy like Jeremy Roenick. He was a star. I mean, was a star. And Roenick would be a friend of WIP. He'd come on the air. Howard would reach out to him. Roenick would pop on the air. And you know why people listened? Number one, because they followed the Flyers more 15 years ago. Number two, because they were truly curious. Hey, what's JR going to say? He's interesting. Say something. They are boring.
My buddy had Sweet Tickets the other night. I told him no. He has two brothers. They told him no. He took my sister, Joe, who could care less if the four sports teams left tomorrow. I mean, she went to the Sweet game with my buddy.
It's sad. It makes me really sad, Robert, because this is a team I've loved, and it's just really been boring for a while. But Robert, give me a great character in a TV show, an active show.
Joe, you got to stop taking these names because Homer was my name, but I'm going to go along that line. Give me Kenny from South Park. All right,
you got it.
Great.
All right, what a call from
Robert.
I don't know about Kenny.
You can take the character you can't understand what he says when he talks. It's probably not the best way to go.
Could you understand what I said about the Flyers, James?
I feel it. Like I felt 100%. You guys going back and forth. That's my experience. I mean, my dad's favorite team was the Flyers. Like it wasn't like he was a Flyers fan. Yeah. Then the other teams came. Like that's how I grew up.
Yep.
Like we've talked about this many times. I used to be able to name like every player in the NHL in the 90s.
Me
like
too.
Everyone, like Paul Stastny, all the the whole thing.
Right.
I know no one anymore. Like it's boring. The product's boring. The team is particularly boring.
They are.
And look, it's been a long time since they've been good, man. Like. At a certain point, it's like what they are.
James, I agree with you 1,000,000%. Makes me very sad. Really does. Let's go to Ray right now in Morristown. Ray, you're on WIP.
Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Well, Ray.
It's afternoon, whatever it is. Jeez. What's going on?
Tonight's Ozark, Ray.
Friday.
Tonight's Ozark. Yeah, okay. I understand. Guys, listen, I was trying to call in. I told James it was time to talk about, Chris Godwin. I don't want him on the team.
You don't want him on our team?
No, this is why. This is what the Eagles do well. They go get guys off the scrap heap that are coming off some kind of major debacle, usually an injury. And just like they did with J.J., the guy had no knee cartilage. You get maybe a year or two out of him, and then that's it. So I would like to see them go get a wide receiver that's going to be here for at least a good 4 years, so you can get some continuity with the other guys on the offense, and then hopefully grow with the quarterback. And if Jalen's not the guy, then you'll have a great wide receiver that's going to entice a good quality quarterback to want to come here. Because as it stands now, I like Jalen Hurts. I do. I really do. I don't know for certain if he's going to be the quarterback of the future, as you speak of being the next 5 years. I think he's the guy for the moment, and I think he can possibly be a quality guy in the moment if you put some pieces around him. But right now you have two people that catch passes on the offense. Smith, who doesn't get enough targets, and that's the coach's fault. And ever since our buddy signed his new contract, he's been dropping passes.
Which guy, Tom Goddard?
Goddard.
Well, you got to remember, Ray, he caught a lot of passes too, though.
I feel like this is growing out of control.
Too much so, yeah.
The Dallas Goedert can't
catch things. He has dropped a lot of key passes, John. He has.
No, he hasn't. He's dropped a couple passes.
And a couple passes that he's dropped have been drops that you needed in
some of them were key, yes. Some of the drops were key. I'm in between the two of you on that. Look, he's still one of the best he's one of the best players on the team. So
I'm not saying he stinks at all.
I know.
I'm saying is it seems odd to me that after you sign a big contract and the team invests and they say that, yes, you are a guy, we got rid of a Pro Bowl
no worries
a tight end
about Dallas Goedert moving forward. I have
I do because every game he's played in the last four weeks, he has dropped passes.
Ray, give me a character in a TV show, active show, great one.
It's an active show. It's a new show, but the character is old, and the character is iconic, old being in time. Lois and Superman.
Wow, which one am I writing down? Lois or Superman?
Superman.
Superman and Lois and okay. Well,
what is he on one of the WB shows or something?
You know, listen.
He actually is.
It's been a bunch of them
it's
through the years.
Superman and Lois, or Lois and Superman.
Here's the
That's
thing:
the name of the show.
It's a movie cartoon. Or,
is
I mean,
he
a,
good? Is it a good character in that show, though? I mean, we know classic
she's
Superman.
Pretty good. I mean, you know, she's strong. She's a
no, but it's, he
reporter.
Said Superman, not Lois. He went with Superman.
Oh, that's right.
So are we going? Is it a Clark? Is it?
Well,
a, is it, a,
it is.
Is it a
it
Dean?
Is,
a, is it a Dean Cain Superman? Is it
no,
a Christopher Reeve?
What's his name? Tyler Hoechlin, or
I don't know.
He's a good Superman because it's Superman with a family, and they're doing the whole he and Lois raising their two sons on the farm back in, you know, Smallville or wherever. And it's the problems that he's undergoing while trying to save the world and be a good father.
Let me ask a question. I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this from a sexual standpoint.
Oh, my God.
In Superman 2,
Let me ask you a question from a sexual standpoint.
I think it's only possible that they can do that when he has his powers taken away.
Well, that's
because
the
otherwise.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I mean, do
I've
you
thought
think,
about that.
Do you think Lois Lane
this has
really
been thought
wanted
of,
him?
We are not the first person.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People to have this conversation.
I mean, Lois Lane had to be like, yo, Soup, what are you doing to me here? We're about to do something, and you're taking all your powers away?
Well, maybe.
I mean, it
might have been the safest.
Yeah, I think it could be dangerous otherwise is the point.
I do think it is very dangerous with an empowered Superman.
You know what? Who knows?
I don't know.
Hopefully none of us and no one does.
215-592-9494. Let me throw one more thought out at you.
Can't wait.
I gotta be
it sexual in nature?
I gotta be careful how I say this.
I like this sexy time thing.
Sexy time with Joe DeCameron.
No,
new
maybe
segment.
We need to get this going like on a regular basis.
Tell me if you
sexy time with Joe DeCameron.
Tell me if you guys believe this or not. Just do you believe this or not? Sexy time with the hammer.
Okay.
Tell me if you believe this or not.
Sexy time with the hammer.
Some buddies with someone that got with someone. That woman had gotten with someone very famous.
Okay.
An athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So there was conversation about the encounter. The woman said the very famous athlete, 3 straight hours. Believe it or not.
I believe it.
Not really.
Okay. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. That's the end of Sexy Time with the Hammer. Hey, coming up, Drop of the Week, time's yours as well. More calls on 94 WIP. Hey, each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-to-1 enhanced odds for the divisional round of the playoffs. That means you bet $5. How about that? This is ridiculous. This is amazing. You bet $5. And you get to pick any team you want in the divisional round amongst any of these games. If you get that pick right, you get that game right, a $5 bet turns into $150. That's correct. A $5 bet turns into $150. That's what 30-to-1 odds means with FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to bet the NFL playoffs than America's number one sportsbook, where, of course, it's simple. It's easy to sign up. The app, easy to use. Generous promotions every day. Safe and secure. And when you win, FanDuel will get you paid faster. Winnings in as little as 2 hours with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. If you already have a FanDuel account, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 as well. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on just a $5 bet when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER for this phenomenal deal, this great opportunity with FanDuel Sportsbook. Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie, 94WIP. All right, so Daryl Morey very clear that he thinks there's a better chance than not that the Sixers will not trade Ben Simmons by the trade deadline February 10th, although he candidly admits he wants to. John, our Twitter poll question of the day, do you think the Sixers will trade Ben Simmons before the trade deadline, February 10th? A, yes, B, no. First off, let's get our personal opinions on this one on the record. John, your personal opinion is?
Well, I mean, of course I want it, but he says himself he thinks it's unlikely. So I
could be posturing. Could be telling the league, like, hey, you're not getting my guy cheap.
I feel like it is less, just like he answered it, it's less likely than likely. So
I agree.
Opt for that.
I actually would say no also, just because I don't see what's reasonably going to change. He's got this dug-in principle that he wants a certain level back. I don't think that level is going to be offered the next 2.5 weeks. So I would guess no also, James?
I'll guess yes. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but I think he's posturing more than that. And so I think that ultimately he will find the best possible deal.
He'll just take a deal.
The Bradley Beal stuff, you know, like
I think someone could shake loose to his point. Like, yeah. I think a Beal, a Jaylen Brown, whatever, a team, there's another month to go, a team could be like, you know what?
I am hopeful about that.
Possible. John, the results on Twitter, do you think the Sixers will trade Ben before the trade deadline, yes or no?
I'm going to assume most people know what was said yesterday, so I'm going to say it's a low number that think it's possible, so like 37% say yes.
Yeah, you're relatively close. 28% say yes. 72, close to three-quarters, think that Ben Simmons will, you know, be a Sixer the whole season. What a disaster if that happens. Let's go to Mike right now. Mike, you're on WIP.
It's nice to know at the end of the segment that Sexy Time with the Hammer took about 30 seconds. Very interesting.
Well, there's only so long I was going with the commentary.
Only so long.
At least you won today, so we got that.
Of course I won. It's Friday.
At least you won. Are you root for Joe?
I actually do. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Thank you. It wasn't a very good celebration.
2 weeks
today,
in a row, we've gotten a weak celebration.
Listen, I was
disappointing is the word.
It wasn't my greatest showing, so, you know.
I always get excited to replay it in Job of the Week, and I didn't even have to cut it and play
it
because there's nothing there.
Keep it tame.
Yeah, but, Joe, like, it hasn't been your best showing when you've just lost your mind and gone crazy and gone little chump on people.
Yeah, well, that guy seemed like a nice guy. I didn't want to chump him. What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
Well, I want to talk about a little bit about the one question that tripped you up. That was regarding our running back.
Yep.
You know, as we're all pondering all of these off-season moves that we believed our bird should be doing, one that I am adamant about, and I would love to get your guys' opinions on this, we got to have Miles Sanders as a trade chip this offseason.
I agree.
I'm done with them.
I agree with you. If someone wants him, I think it's a fine move. I don't know what you could fetch for Miles Sanders, but you know, because running backs are worth so little in terms of bargaining. But with Kenny G and Boston Scott, and I don't get the feeling Jordan Howard is part of the plans here. I'm worried that his neck issues seem to keep cropping up, and they do affect the way that he plays. But I like Kenny G a lot. I like Boston Scott a lot. And they
could acquire somebody. Also.
Miles, they probably will acquire someone because that's what you do. You find a young, talented back, and you don't have to pay him anything. And Miles Sanders has proven in this league that he can score from anywhere on the field. Maybe, hopefully, someone values that. Enough to give us something. I don't know what would it be, like a fourth or fifth.
Fourth or
pick?
Five is what goes through my mind.
Yeah,
which is fine because you could get a very serviceable replacement from the running back position from the fourth round down.
Absolutely. You
know? All right, Mike, give me a great character in an active TV show.
Well, I just want to throw this line out there. I can't stand when people call Miles Sanders a home run hitter because home run hitters hit
He didn't do it this year. Who do you got? Active character.
Leon Black, curb your enthusiasm.
All right, you got it.
That's a good one.
Good one.
Appreciate that, man.
He didn't hit home runs, and he didn't prove at any point yet that he can stay upright and healthy or make people miss.
Yeah.
In his entire Eagles career.
He took a step back this year. I mean,
everyone wanted him to be great. And he hasn't been as great as we'd hoped. And this year he took a step back.
All right, let's do what we do every single Friday at this time. We get near the end of our week. We have some laughs, some yucks with what's going on this week with the drop of the week. Seltzer, how are we looking here this week?
Quick week. Not too much to get through this week. We didn't get through too much. I think
a little quickie, like an afternoon delight.
Yeah, like your specialty. Okay. All right. yeah, not much. A few extending clips. Let's dive in. Mentioned it before. Started the week. I did an impersonation of you, and you said cut it, so okay.
Like 90% of America
we know
is
who you're rooting
for,
dude. We know. Go Brady! Win the Super Bowl again! Oh, greatness, Brady!
Cut that audio right there. Will
me
you
impersonating you? I think it might have been the best impression.
Yeah, that was excellent.
See, here's the problem with James. This is where he has power back there, but it's not really fair. He cut the audio with context provided. What you do to me is you cut the audio without context provided.
I can play it without.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it again. I don't like it anymore. I'm just saying, you instead of you talking about Go Brady, it became you talking about me talking about Go Brady.
Well, because I was impersonating you.
Yeah, you did. You did yourself not dirty. I don't appreciate that.
I think that's a good thing.
What's
all right,
next?
Ray Didinger with maybe the take of the history of our show saying someone's overrated.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oprah's big.
Or Denzel.
Denzel's big.
Scully is a big
Vin
one, too.
Vin Scully is also big.
Oh, those, yeah, got some good, got those good nominations
here. Dalai Lama's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I think he's overrated, but that's all right.
All right.
Maybe it's just
what
me.
A take from Ray. Yeah. I love it. Dalai Lama's overrated. Wow.
Morgan Freeman. What was up with
I
that?
I couldn't believe it. Ray coming in hot.
I mean, I don't have any personal connection to the Dalai Lama. Like, I'm not a fan.
I just didn't see that coming.
But, I mean, Ray out of nowhere is like, he's overrated. I'm like, he has
strong feelings.
I know you had a take on the Dalai Lama.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Joe, we found out you like to swaddle yourself.
So what I did is I also put socks on, put the socks over the sweatpants. That way I was all snug. I was snug for my night's rest.
It's where you need that comfort.
He swaddled himself.
He swaddled himself.
In a manger.
You swaddled yourself.
A lot in a manger. John's best line of 2022
it
so far.
It was a fantastic line.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. We set this one up, a little bit extended cut. Joe came to me and asked me this question. Hey, how do I buy a banana?
Like, hold on. I knew I'd go to a store.
You got into it.
It's
and
like,
then,
what am I looking for?
Like, what are you talking about? How do you buy a banana? He's like, is it supposed to be mushy? Is it what color is it
Hold
supposed
to? Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
This is real.
It is real.
So how much mushiness are we talking about?
Green,
yellow?
I have, just not in a long time, and I just wanted to know, like, I know it's not supposed to be too mushy or too hard, but, like, what's the right feel for the banana? Because honestly, John, I had not bought a banana, honestly, probably at least 10 years. And you know what? Credit to me. I went to a store yesterday.
You cannot say credit to you. And bought
three bananas. Bought three of them. That's right.
The best part is you giving yourself
credit to me. Wow.
And then I found out from you guys I'm not supposed to rip them off the thing.
Well, it seems like
credit
some people
to me.
Do.
I bought a banana.
I don't like it when people do
I
that.
I just didn't know you're not supposed to. So
no,
just,
I think you're allowed to.
Yeah.
I don't prefer when people do that. You end up with, you know, half a bunch. It just seems, I don't know, just like... It's not that big a difference having four bananas versus two bananas. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and buy bananas, just buy the bunch.
Well, there's no way I'm going to eat five or six. I mean, what's the point? I mean, there's just no way. I mean, I'm
You've
serious.
Had zero in 10 years.
Guys,
so.
I've had the bananas for 48 hours.
Makes sense.
I haven't eaten them yet. I mean, I probably...
Why not?
I mean, how much longer will they be good? One or two more days?
No, longer than that.
All right, well, I haven't eaten them yet, so it's what it is.
So do you know how to tell?
You're so proud of yourself.
I'm not. I'd like to have a banana. I'd rather have a
banana. I know. So you were so proud of it when you bought them. You're like, I'm so proud of myself, and then you haven't eaten them.
It's targeted for a very specific reason. There's a specific...
We get it,
man.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to. I listen. You're getting it.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand.
No, I don't. You're saying you've targeted bananas for a specific reason, and I don't understand what you're talking about.
Am I allowed to say?
I hope not. I don't say. I mean, you could insinuate, I guess, but I don't know.
To have a harder forming.
Oh no! All right, stop. We're done. Moving on.
That's
next.
All I'm trying to have.
Next.
I'm actually just trying to have one. I don't even have one.
Next. 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 All right. Howard Eskin chimed in on the banana.
I mean, I'm like a volcano.
Oh my god.
Every day. Every day it's Vesuvius. I'm trying to avoid that.
All right. Do we just stop Job of the Week at this? I mean, what is better than that? Oh, my God.
Do you have anything else, James?
Yeah, Howard Eskin ripping you.
King, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I am just great. I just finished my daily banana, and it was delicious.
Come on, Howard.
You ought to try it once in a while, Joe.
Well, that's my intent. I mean, you know.
You're pathetic. You just had a strawberry a few years ago, the first time in your life.
Yep.
You haven't had bananas.
All right,
we're good. We're done.
So, that's it.
No more.
No more.
Can we just stop the show? We even need to do time series. We're good.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Joe in Mayfair. Yo, Joe.
I don't know how to follow that.
No one can.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Oh, what goes on?
All right, coming up next, Marks and Reese. We'll talk to you on Monday.
No, we're still here. Go ahead, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hope you guys have a great weekend. It is a great Final Four weekend.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I know I'm
Final eight, by the way. This would be the Elite Eight.
Well, I mean, final four games. You know, your final
yeah,
four
yeah,
games,
four
final
games.
Eight. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm a big Hurts guy before I get into the Flyers debacle. Yeah, the quarterbacks playing this weekend are fluid. They seem like the game slows down for them to go and read different progressions, and Jalen Hurts forces it, pushes it, doesn't come natural to him. And that's the difference between your top eight quarterbacks in the NFL who sit in the pocket, go through the progressions, have great footwork, and believe in their ability to do it. And a lot of people, either you believe it could be taught or you believe it can't be taught. And not a lot of quarterbacks improved in that. I mean, there's a few out there that did, that came in with a lot of raw talent and worked on it and got there. And most of them don't. So the odds are against the man, but you know, I believe it, what he's done and how, who he is and what he stands for and the talent he's had around him. I'm willing to give him 1 year, but only 1 year only. And I'm just rooting for the guy. And that's what's going to bring me to the Flyers. And this organization has allowed someone. I was a fan of his for the first 3 years, but this is a deep call for me with the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
They have allowed a captain to wear that C for almost 10 seasons. Who is so laid back, doesn't wear his heart in a sleeve. The locker room follows him, have gotten coaches fired because of their lackadaisical play. When Claude Giroux decides he wants to play, there's nothing wrong with the coach and the team. But when he sucks his thumb like a 12-year-old because he owns the franchise, he controls the franchise because they've allowed him to over the last 10 years, the rest of the team turtles up. It's the same. How do you allow six coaches and one captain in 10 seasons? But no one talks about Claude because his stats are good, because
yeah.
He gets 20 minutes a game on the ice, and he gets power play and penalty kill time, and he had career years under Laviolette, and once he had a coach who was passionate, nope, he's too hard on me. Nope, I'm a superstar now after that 2010 season.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm a superstar. He's got to go. The problem is the captain in the locker room,
well,
and it's been that way for a decade.
Yeah, he's one of the problems. You know, Joe, the flip side argument is that he just hasn't had much around him. You know, like Andre Iguodala, when he went to the Warriors, people around the world are like, well, this guy's a pretty damn good player. But when he's in Philly asked to carry the show, we all viewed him as not good enough. And I think it kind of applies. I mean,
Bobby Abreu.
But there's also something to be said for if Bobby Abreu is playing with those Yankees teams before he fell apart, you know, he would have been a very valued player. And that,
Joe, do me a favor. Take out the 2010 playoff season with Claude Giroux.
Well, he's done nothing in the playoffs. He's been a playoff disaster.
Less than a half a point a game.
I know.
And he had one hit on Crosby, and that's what's made him famous, one shift.
I know. Joe, give me a great TV character in an active show.
Well, it's probably a show that you guys don't watch, but the best show that I've watched over the last decade is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and her main character is off the charts, and that show starts February 18th for the last season. So
you got it, buddy. Joe, have a good weekend, man.
You too, man.
All right, man. Let's do what we do every single day at this time. Yeah, I think that can't wait, if I remember. I believe that was in a divisional round, right? Isn't that
yeah,
when they
sideline.
The
South
Jets
Pal.
Beat the Patriots? And yeah, that was that was a tremendous moment. Great interview. All right, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Joey D, I couldn't agree with you more about Gannon and the point you made about Reagor being on the field. But I agree with Richie. That is not his decision. That's coming from the top. Put to him just like this. Play Reagor, play Derek Barnett, or else. And you want him to get some stones and go in there and say, I want to play my guys and I want to win? Well, Doug Peterson assumedly tried that. And where did Doug end up when he decided to get a pair of stones? Out the door. After a Super Bowl victory. Do you think this coach in 1 year is going to be able to have that kind of weight? Nope.
Not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but it was warranted. If they wanted to increase their chance to win that game, it was warranted.
Buying a banana. Step one, go to store. Step two, go look for the yellow bananas. Step three, purchase it. Step four, go home and eat it. Step five, reap the natural resources and vitamins the banana gives your body. Time's yours.
Well, that part I all got. I was more talking about, like, what am I looking for as I pick it out? You actually skipped over that step. That was the step I was talking about. What am I looking for when I pick it out?
Joe, listen, it's not rocket science, okay? It's bananas. Follow these simple rules, all right? If it's green, let it be. If it's brown, lie it down. If it's yellow, just get the damn banana, Joe. Time's yours.
Well, I did know I was looking for yellow. Basic. I just was trying to feel the mushiness level. How much?
Joe, just go buy Gerber creamed banana or peas or carrots. Then you won't be challenged with selection based on color or hardness. That's a big boy.
Well, I'm trying,
that's
guys.
That's a big boy.
All I can tell you is I'm trying. We done with that? We shut it down.
That's a big boy.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.